And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And we've got a phrase of the week come through straight away, Tony. Welcome to all of our listeners. I'm saying, say right at the start, in Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio land. There you go, right at the start. Hello, you guys. Thank you all so much for listening. And everyone listening on pirate radio around the world. Hi.
Yar.
We've got, that's what I meant to say. But for everyone listening on pirate radio around the world, yar. I got this message through from Murphy the Yeti. Gooper, Gooper, Paulie B, I have a phrase of the week for you, and it is cuffing a grumpy. In short, it means dropping your guts in a gassy fashion. I have no idea where it comes from, but I like it. Punky rules. Peace, Murphy the Yeti. Yeah, I do like that, but I also like the idea of cuffing a grumpy, being walking up to any old person and flattening the wrinkly old fucker. So, whichever you like, really, but I do like the idea of another phrase for a fart being cuffing a grumpy. Because it's enough to make me want to cuff a grumpy. I think it's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here's a band that really want to cuff a grumpy. It's the Shadow Cops, and it's the Age of Common Sense.
Where's the first step? The first step to the Age of Common Sense.
Tony, that's the Shadow Cops and the Age of Common Sense. What I know is the Shadow Cops website.
Website? Shadowcops.co.uk.
No, it's theshadowcops.co.uk. Unlucky. Unlucky, that was close. Yeah, there's another incident like that in the show as well. So yeah, you might find it a bit hard to win this week, mate. It's Paulie B and the Internet 1, Tony nil. That's from, oh, I'm going to sneeze. Sneeze button.
Wow.
And that's from their new album, A Big Pot of Hot, which sounds so much better in American than English. Big Pot of Hot. I'm going to read about it, because this is basically, it's from That's Not Skanking, tnsrecords.co.uk, who sent us something. They sent us some CDs last year that we played, and we made a TNS special, and the first half of this show is a TNS special again. And thank you very much, Andy and Bev, for sending us this through. I'm going to read out the press release thing that came through with it. Alright, hi, we are a fairly new DIY punk and ska record label based in Manchester. We put out 3 CDs in our first year and they've sold pretty well. Enclosed are copies of our latest release by the Shadow Cops and a couple of albums we have helped to release by Standout Riot and the Emos. TNS is completely non-profit, so any help you may be able to give us, such as reviews, interviews or airplay, should you like these CDs, will be massively appreciated. We are really trying to help these bands by pushing them as best as we can, so we have a podcast, a distro, a fanzine enclosed, and we put on gigs. We both have full-time jobs as well, so it's difficult, but we really rate this music, and hopefully you will too. If any of the above is of interest, please email me. It is, I will. We would love to sort out things like gig swaps for our bands and are eager to build up stock of both CDs and fanzines in our distro. Finally, sorry for this generic letter. I would write a personal one to everyone if I had time. But if you want to discuss anything further, email me, blah, blah, blah. And I guarantee I will get back to you. Thanks for your time, Andy and Bev. And this, just to let you know about the Shadow Cops, what they say about it, a big pot of hot. 12 tracks of riffs, and more riffs from Salford. The fans of Husker Du, the Wild Hearts, and the Replacements. I think they're absolutely right. Absolutely good stuff, and we'll be playing something else off Shadow Cops in the future.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, even though they didn't have a MySpace page, we have. They probably have somewhere. We have myspace.com/punkyradio. And I do like you to leave comments on the page, if you can, if you're a friend of ours or whatever. I do realise that quite a lot of you have added us recently, and I haven't got around to actually putting our comments on your page. Now I will do that. I managed to get about 20 added the other day, and there's about another 25 to do. But if please do leave a comment, and if you haven't left a comment for a while, leave one now. That's what a couple of people did, and here goes. Hey, you smacktards, I just caught up after not listening for a while because I've been so busy. As always, great stuff. I especially enjoyed the Long Tall Texans, who I've listened to for a couple of years. I've been looking for more of their music, but none of the prissy, too cool for school record store employees have ever heard of them, and thus they must not exist. Anyways, good stuff as usual, Keena. Right, if you want to get stuff from Long Tall Texans, Keena, you've got to go to Raucous Records. RAUCOUS. Raucous Records. Just type it into the net, and you'll find loads of Long Tall Texans stuff. Right, thank you, Keena. Dear Punky, it's been a while. Happy belated birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
I've got a Word of the Week submission, and it came to me while playing Call of Duty on Xbox Live. The word, splinter tongue, meaning a girl who has a lot of experience giving head.
Oh,
P.S.
Wow.
What the hell is a batty boy? Mike the Red. Well, I'm sorry, Mike the Red, but we've already got a Word of the Week in Coughing a Grumpy, so we can't have splinter tongue, but it is a good replacement, should you rather have that for later on in the show, meaning a lady of ill repute. The PS, what the hell is a batty boy, has made me laugh quite a bit. It's obviously lost in translation. It's, what do you call it? It's patois, isn't it? It's patois. Yeah, you batty man. You ras clad, you batty man. You fierce to see him ting. You batty man, you ras clad. Bomba clad.
What are you talking about? You lost me.
It's my crazy southern ways, though. Please do leave a comment for us, myspace.com/punkyradio. Or if you'd rather, you could vote for us at Podcast Alley. Has anyone done it this week, Tane?
They have. Thank you all so far for voting. Hey, it's a new month this weekend, so hang off voting now until the March the 1st, which is Sunday. But as soon as it comes, do vote for us. Easiest way to do that is go to punkyradio.com, and the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I read them out, all of them.
Is that if they send comments to Podcast Ally?
Ally, yeah. Podcast Ally. So here we go. Top 5 comments for this week. Slarty Bartfast, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, just wanted to hear you say it. Dick covered in honey, and that'd be from the podcast robots people
That's on the Podcast Robots, people.
Jukebox Review. That's what I remember now.
Honey and Dick's Jukebox Review.
Yeah.
A very interesting podcast.
And set in the future. Bizarre. Crazy world we live in.
As we are over here in the UK, of
That's
course.
That's right.
We're in the future.
Black pudding made from kitten blood. Mmm.
Kitten blood.
Kitten blood. John Kim B. Blood. Could be John B. We know a few of them.
Sloop.
Punky is the best. Woohoo! Brilliant cast. Sharon Cooper.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. Yep. She's the fabulous photography lady who once again was stunning at Dolly Remixture last Sunday.
Punky Forever. The best podcast for miles. Click that button, people. That's from Thursday Fury. Thanks,
Click
Russ.
It. It's about time we got a bit back, isn't it?
You're right.
And I was at last week's Thursday Fury, oh dear.
Excellent.
More of that later.
Cool. And finally, happy birthday, Paul. As I am in the business of granting birthday wishes, here is my podcast, LA Vote, as requested by Paul on Facebook. Pity he didn't ask for piles of money or new photos of me, though. That's from Amberance. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Amberance. And could I have lots of money and nude photos of you, please?
Sure you can.
I did. I got a message from her, actually, because I obviously sent a message back saying, you can still send them if you like.
Nice.
All right. And got a message back from her saying, no, you've missed your chance. But I am a great believer in the half birthday. So in 6 months' time, she will be getting a message. August the 5th, Amberance, look out. You're going to owe me a nipple.
Excellent.
Time for track two, Tony.
Yeah.
And as discussed pre-show, when we had our little chat, our little meeting beforehand, which is nothing to do with how the show's going to work. It's just a bit of a chat. But this is a band called The Emos.
Kin Blood.
And I'm going to read out about them here. This is as The Emos, Quicker Than Khan, 13 fast-paced punk stroke hardcore songs. Think The Restarts. I will. But I don't think The Restarts have ever come up with as good a title as I'm about to read out. What one knows, Tony, what is The Emos' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Emos Punk.
No, MySpace.com/ The Emos.
Wow.
Probably be in the internet too. Tony Neil, that's going to be making you want to write it down your diary. Kim Blood. And this song's called I Think Nigel Barnes Looks Like Vigo from Ghostbusters 2. That's The Emos, Tony. Not bad, eh?
Very nice.
I think that they've got some other great titles on that CD, by the way, but I'm not going to spoil them by telling you them now. I'm just going to pull out something else interesting and then give you a song title.
Okay.
Do make sure you check out the MySpace page, myspace.com/ The Emos, Theemos. It's only one letter off, Thermos. I have some additional material for you, which I very sensibly haven't actually... can you hear that? I haven't actually stuck the thing up yet. Oh, here goes.
You haven't
right
stuck
there,
it
there.
Up?
I haven't stuck it up yet, Tom. Not ever.
Oh, blimey.
Here, now, this is quite sad. I'm just going to read it out in full. We won the Podcast Peer Awards for music, didn't we, summer before last?
Yeah, yeah.
At the time when podcasting was appeared to be pretty much at its height, I think. There was a lot of people going on about it, a lot of people talking about it. Here he goes. This came through last week. Dear Paul, I've decided to retire the Podcast Peer Awards. I had envisioned this becoming a big splashy award with excitement in the air and goodie bags full of swag from sponsors. I figured that as the public became more enamoured of podcasts, interest in the PPA would build too. But podcasts haven't caught on the way I expected. They're a popular niche, but still a niche. Sponsors weren't interested, and the enthusiasm for the awards has dwindled instead of building. Requests for new membership dropped from a deluge to a trickle. At the awards ceremony at Dragon Con in 08, the room was fairly full, and everyone hung around afterwards and partied. For Dragon Con 09, attendance was sparse, and the room cleared immediately afterwards. I was thinking of giving it one more shot this year, but the awards take an enormous amount of time. Time I need to devote to other things. I'd rather end with a bang, or at least a loud pop than a whimper, so it's time to move on. I'm not complaining, I tried something. It worked for a while, and then kind of petered out. I had a lot of fun with it, learnt a lot, helped increase the audience for some great shows, like ours, and made a lot of new friends. It was a blast. But I'll leave the site up for a few years. It should still send some traffic to the winners and runners-up, and will serve as a bit of history in the podcasting world. I'll take the forum down in a month or so, but we'll leave it up for now for anyone who wants to stop by for a final word or three. I'd like to thank everyone who participated for being part of the awards. A big thanks to everyone who contributed to the trophy fund. Because of your generosity, there are about 100 trophies sitting in various offices and studios all over the world. And I'd like to especially thank Clinton Alvord of Comedy Forecast. And do check out that, by the way. It's a really, really nice little podcast. He went out of his way many times to like my workload. Someday, perhaps, we'll get together in the 3D world, clink our glasses together and say, hey, remember the Podcast Peer Awards? That was fun, wasn't it? Until then, thanks so much for being part of it. Regards and thanks, Dave here.
Yeah, I got that through. It's quite sad to hear that.
It is sad.
Yeah.
But let's face it, we've done nothing about it for a year, so we're as guilty as anybody else.
Too right.
So I am sorry, Dave, that in some small way we've let you down ourselves. And I think basically we just wanted to win it. And once we did, we thought, well, we can't be bothered with all that work to get people to vote for you and et cetera, et cetera, again. We do all that already. So we let it slide, didn't we? And I think people just do let things slide. I think you can't expect things necessarily just to grow because they're a good idea. Sometimes you need a bit of luck. And I don't think Dave got a lot of luck, really. No. I think he worked very, very hard and deserves a lot of credit for what he did, basically. Now, I didn't say in the first bit, in the last section, that you were listening to the Chupped Ups, I have just realised. A terrific band from Santa Cruz, California. You are now listening to the Dead 60s, who are from the grave, basically. Now, Tone, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your nominations. Coming through thick and fast this week. It's been quite a twat-heavy week. I am twat happy. Colour me twat. But, you know, you can never... My old dad used to say, you can never have enough twat. So please do email me a twat if you have one to nominate. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason.
Your dad's an interesting character.
Yeah, loves his twat. God bless. Well, he likes me. Yeah, so this week, it's from John Barnett.
Bleach Boy John.
Yeah. To give him his full title, yeah.
And you'll be hearing more from the Bleach Boys later on in the show. There's a little cluette. Well done, Barnetto.
Excellent. Okay. Okay, here is a twat nomination for an unknown twat. The story goes like this. A couple of years ago, someone I know had a horse, which was a bit special, in that it seemed to know when people were not 100% themselves. As a result, it was used for riding for the disabled and, over the years, was responsible for adding to the lives of countless disabled kids and adults and was pretty much loved by everyone. Anyway, years went by and the mare got old and eventually died of a disease called Cushing's. The owners were of course pretty devastated, as were the owners of the other horses in the field, a number of which had children who had played with and ridden the mare to the extent that it had become a bit of a surrogate mother to them. In order to help them come to terms with the death, a sort of memorial service was held in the field in which the horse had lived and died, and in which items such as an old head collar, a small wooden box full of photographs, and personal notes of farewell from the kids were buried under the horse's favourite scratching tree. The whole lot being topped off with a small plant. In total, about 40 people attended, including, and almost unbelievably, the vet who treated her and who had made the mistake of allowing herself to become attached to the horse. So far, so good. A week later, one of the children of one of the owners of another horse noticed that the plant was lying on the ground, and on getting nearer realised that there was now just a hole where the object had been buried. She burst into tears and ran back to her parents, who asked around and found out that some worthless brain-dead numpty had been seen in the field a couple of days before with a metal detector and was seen near the tree. So I'd like to nominate this unknown numpty as a twat for digging up the memorial and in doing so reducing a number of kids to tears. The only saving grace in this story is that for all of the horse's good points, she would never go anywhere near. She would never go anywhere quietly, and it is a nice thought that somehow, somewhere in Hertfordshire or maybe Bedfordshire, a numpty male detector man has a ton of poltergeist wandering around trying to find his head collar. John. There you go.
I think it's fair enough.
It is. We don't quite know his name, but we can just direct our will towards him.
Okay,
so an unknown twat from maybe Hertfordshire or maybe Bedfordshire
is a twat.
Thank you very much for that.
I'm quite interested by the fact that he said the horse was special and then said that they got a lot of disabled kids to ride it. Now, I'm not talking out of turn here, but what was the horse called? Timmy. It sounds like that was a good horse. I also like the phrase, a lot of people had enjoyed riding the mare.
Yeah.
Completely valid. This is, of course, the last track we're going to play now from the first half of the show, which has been a TNS That's Not Skanking Records special. Now, there is a That's Not Skanking free fanzine that's out as well. Issue 4, January 2009, out now. Features the bands we're featuring on here, Stand Out Riot, Shadow Cops, the Emos, Do the Dog Records. There's news features on UK punk and ska, and I've just been flicking through it and I found out that the Emos are in fact from Bolton. So there you go, that's where the Emos are from, Bolton. There's an interview with them that I'm not going to read out. You'll have to look out for the free fanzine. I can't remember what the MySpace page is for TNS. You think it'd be on here, really? Can't find it.
TNS Records, something like that.
Go to tnsrecords.co.uk. You'll find out more there. tnsrecords.co.uk. This is Standout Riot. This is nice. You like this tone? This is the Monstrous Cabaret.
And look out the window, confirms our suspicions that we are awaiting. shift out to reveal a great one given hold. And if it ever happens, you take the summer down.
That's Standout Riot and the Monstrous Cabaret from their album Carnival Militia, which is a beautifully put together piece of work. Now, I didn't mention the TNS fanzine. It has got a load of information about all the bands we're playing on this week, so do check out tns.co.uk. And thanks very much for the That's Not Skanking people for sending us that stuff. What I want to know is, what is Standout Riot's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/StandoutRiot.
It is. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 2. This is about to be the Chromosomes 3, but just before you hear them, who are the new replacements for Marv. But just before you hear them, Tony, have you managed to have a look at our friends GoDaddy.com yet?
Not yet. I've been too obsessed with looking at our Cafe Press site.
Absolutely fair enough, and yeah, do tell me about that in a short while. But first, I think it's important that I let you know about these great people.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are
SSLs,
and increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby. Skank it!
You bomb glut. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Now, Tony.
Yes.
What's this Cafe Press you're on about then?
We have our own Cafe Press t-shirt / merchandise store again now. CafePress.com/PunkyRadio, where we have t-shirts, mugs, bears, and clocks. So please do get along
there. The clocks are great.
They're all great, but the clocks are especially special. No one's emailed me yet, so I assume everyone's happy with the selection. But if you do,
oh, cool, yeah,
go on there and think, oh, I could just do with a different style, colour, t-shirt or whatever, just drop me an email, tony@punkyradio.com, and see if we can oblige by adding it. We can have one of everything, I think, basically on the site.
You can ask us to write anything on a t-shirt, any phrase that you've enjoyed in the show, anything that means something to you and your mates. It'll have the Punky logo on it. Get your own personalised t-shirt. We'll put them up for 1 week, give you 1 week to get them, and then we'll have something else. Mugs, yeah, if you want something on your clock. I'd like something on my clock. If you want something on your clock, on your t-shirt, on a bear, whatever. Right, I do particularly like the tight ladies tees, those vest tops and that. They're yeah, really fucking nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, there.
Cafe Next track, Tom.
Yes.
Right. If you're a band and you're a MySpace and you'd like to be played on the show, you have to send a CD to the address in our profile. This is what the Accidents did. If you want to be as good as them, you want to do this. This is High Powered Rifle. High Powered Rifle. Tony, that's the accidents and high-powered rifle.
Very nice.
What I want to know is, what is their website?
Theaccidents.co.uk.
No, theaccidents.net. Because I think they're Italian. I think. Anyway, I'm not sure. I haven't given you a lot of info there, have I? Oh, they're on Nicotine Records. That's good, isn't it? Our other favourite label.
Oh, cool.
They're, or one of our many favourite labels. They're on Nicotine Records. So I'll have to find out where they're from, but I have a feeling that they may be Italian. I'm sorry that I haven't checked that out. But yeah, it's theaccidents.net, which makes it probably be Internet 3, Tony 1. Looking good this week, my friend. It's looking good. You're listening to Project Marv and some stuff that will be on his up-and-coming album at some point.
Uh-huh.
Probably in the year 3000.
Maybe.
And have you got a favourite advert at the moment, Tony?
A favourite advert?
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
Not the Dairy Milk one?
Which one is that?
The kids with the eyebrows.
No, that's just freaky.
It's fantastic. It's one of the best adverts I've ever seen. It's terrific. And when she brings out the balloon, it's genius.
Do you know what makes me laugh? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying, it does appear to be a cheap advert by their standards, doesn't it?
Yeah, just a couple of kids moving their eyebrows.
They're not moving their eyebrows.
Aren't they?
I know how it's been made.
Oh, really? Fishing wire?
I've had access to trade magazines.
All right.
Yeah, proper access to trade magazines.
Okay.
It's one of the cheapest adverts Dairy Milk have ever made. How do you think they got those eyebrows to do that?
Attach fishing wire to them.
And tape, and they've got puppeteers.
Really?
They've got puppeteers working their eyebrows, yeah. How cool is that?
Old school.
There's puppeteers working the eyebrows, and then the wires are airbrushed out or something. He's absolutely fantastic. That's why the lad looks a bit uncomfortable. I think they might be pulling on those a bit hard. Because I think the girl just looks like she's having a great time. But the lad doesn't look that happy about it. I think it's verging on child abuse.
Probably is.
Basically. Especially on child abuse. The person that I was talking about, it shall remain nameless, but it's an advertising insider who was telling me all about the making of that advert and said how hilarious it was just to make it and how it was brilliant, but it was really, really cheap. And I think that's good because in these recession hit times, I'm not using the CC phrase,
nice.
But in these recession hit times, I think it's great that a chocolate manufacturer the size of Cadbury's are saying, do you know what? We're not going to lob all the budget at paying Phil fucking Cunty Collins millions to give us the rights to a song that we're going to get a monkey to drum on. No, sir. Let's get a couple of kids, a bit of string, and a puppeteer. Let's see what happens.
Very nice.
And a balloon. Like, this thing needs something extra. Get a balloon. It's terrific. Sorry. Anyway.
I quite like the T-Mobile one where they were dancing in the tube station or train station. Did you see that one?
Do you mean Virgin Atlantic?
No, it was T-Mobile, wasn't it? Because it was all about the phone because everyone was like taking pictures of it on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah,
like
yeah.
I don't mind
that. What do you like about that one then?
I just quite like it. It's just the fact that it's a proper day in the tube station. Everyone suddenly starts dancing for no reason. And actually did
because it. Because in your happy world of fame, that happens, doesn't it?
That's what happens in my head.
Yeah.
That's what I'm like. Yeah.
They all start fucking in mine.
Nice.
Yeah. And but I quite like the Virgin Atlantic one as well. The sort of 1985 job, yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah. And a stand-up comic called Jared Christmas is the bloke who's eating the Wimpy Burger when all the ketchup goes down him. He's played the club.
Oh, cool.
And that was apparently great fun to make as well. And that's very... You keep seeing extra things in the background of that advert as well. It's good. Well done, adverts.
Yeah. Some of
well
them
done,
are.
Adverts. Yeah. Now then, have you got a gig guide?
I do have one, yeah.
Is it an international gig guide?
It is, yeah.
Is it Tony's international gig guide?
Again, it's from our lovely friend Russ.
Oh, is it?
It's the Russ
Tony's
Guide. Tony's
International Russ Guide. It's a weekly dose of Russ.
Yeah.
I saw him last Thursday.
Is he alright?
I
right?
went to 30 Fury last week, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they are very disappointing to discover that the heavily chested barmaid has left.
Oh.
very, very disappointed about that. But very pleased with... Do you remember me saying that I suspected I'd got in... I had a bit of an incident with Ross's missus, Loopy Lou, about the only conversation I could remember having at the Coven the week before that was with her chest.
You're right, yeah.
It turns out that's the only conversation she can remember having as well, and she thinks she started it.
Nice.
Come on. It's all right. Paulie P's in the clear. Great night, Thursday Fury, last Thursday. So I imagine you're going to be... What are you telling me about the Coven?
No.
Oh.
He says, bit of a quiet one in the world of Rust this week. This is the way he talks about himself. Oh, fantastic. But favourite local punk band Rogue, they're headlining a great pub night at the Black Horse this Friday, the 27th of February.
It's a fabulous boozer.
With Saxon-esque Arnica in support. Free entry, 8 p.m. till 11. For more details, go to myspace.com/WeAreRogue.
Basically, if you're in the Luton area, go there.
It's free.
It's free. And it's the cheapest pub in the centre of Luton as well.
Wicked.
Yeah. Watch out for the measures.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Be very careful of those measures. I managed to get out of there alive this time. I was on singles rather than doubles. So I didn't have half a bottle of vodka in an hour and a half this time.
Very nice.
Which is a bit much for me, I have to say.
I've taken
so yeah, do go. That's this Friday.
That's this Friday. He's always up to date, is our Russ, in his world.
Hmm. And
yeah,
he's also come quite neatly on by this being a punk gig to me talking a little bit about the Bleach Boys. We've already heard from John Barnett. Thank you to those of you who've entered the competition so far to win the Bleach Boys new CD and other things. I'll let you know what the other things are next week when I announce the winner. But we've got another week to do it yet. You've got another week to enter the competition. If you'd like to win the new Bleach Boys CD, we got the bomb, and you do, and some other bits and bobs that I'm going to throw in with it. There's going to be a T-shirt, a couple of other CDs. If there's a few things knocking about, it's trust me, it's a good price with this astounding new Bleach Boys CD as well. What I want to know, you've got to send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Bleach Boys Competition or the such like, so I know what it is. And what I want to know is, what is the name of the Bleach Boys' new lead singer? If you listen to old shows, if you listen to shows when we've featured the Bleach Boys, you will be able to find out. I don't think it says it on their MySpace page yet. It may say it on their website. But, what I want to know is, what is the name of their new lead singer, or their new-ish lead singer, the guy who's playing on this album, basically? Email it, probably be at punkyradio.com. You've got until Saturday to sort that out. So make sure that you do enter. Sound all right?
That's fine.
Right, let's play them then. This is from the new album, We Got the Bomb. This one's for you, Tony. This is Shithead. So that's the Bleach Boys and Shithead. I think you know who I want to dedicate that to.
Nice.
What's the What I want to know is, Tony, is what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Bleach Boys.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie with the Internet 3. We're going to be going to the last song. I wonder whether you're going to get away with the draw this week. I think I've got it in the bag, but I wonder. I know you might have cheated. So yeah, I went to Thursday Fury over the Black Horse last Thursday. I had a right laugh over there, thanks to everyone. But, and Russ and his mate, they played brilliant music. And they're really nice people. It's like it's a new, but I never thought I would look forward to going out in Luton.
Hmm.
But now I do. This is the Planet Smashers, who we know. They're nice people.
They are.
Over the weekend, I did Southampton Jonglers. Characterised by the fact that on Friday night, me, Sean Percival and Tom Stade got so drunk we can't remember going home, but allegedly got a cab with some people at the gig who saw us the next day. I've got no recollection of that whatsoever. My apologies to those people though. And Saturday night, when for the second time in 15 years I broke a string on stage.
What?
And was rendered helpless.
Which one was it?
I don't know, one of the middle ones.
Okay.
What's the third one down? Is that G?
Thick or thin?
D. Thick.
D.
Bottom thick one.
Yeah.
But right, is the first thin one, is that the G?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. No, I didn't ruin my G string. It was very much a D operation.
Absolutely.
Which is the minimum of what I go with, so it was all right. But because I don't mind making a mess of D's. But I just destroyed this one. So yeah, it did mean the end of the gig was a bit odd, but it was still good fun. And then I got a lift back that night, so I was out. I hadn't slept well. I really hadn't. I'd had a rough night. And Forest lost again at Derby. It's becoming a weekly event. I'm getting upset about it now. This week, Tony. Have you got anything that you want to say in this bit? Because you know I'm capable of just talking.
Nothing going on. I've got a new guitar. Stephanie bought me an acoustic. I've been looking for one for about a year.
Right.
So I went and bought
one. It's just acoustic or semi? Or
semi acoustic, yeah.
I've got a semi.
Nice. Oh. Yeah, so it fits on. I can stand up with it and it's quite nice to stand and play.
I can stand up with mine.
Very nice.
Fits in a lot of things.
But it's cool. It's cool. And it's got a little tuner built into it as well.
It's hot. It's what, sorry?
It's got a tuner built into it, so that, like an electric one, so you press a button and it's got a tuner on
it.
Oh,
cool.
It's very nice.
Yeah, mine just smells of tuner.
That's what's happened to me.
Right, okay. Well, in that case then, back to me.
Yeah.
This week I am in Plymouth on Wednesday night, Bradford on Avon on Thursday night. Friday and Saturday I'm doing Jonglers Bristol. I believe I'm emceeing Jonglers Bristol. Sunday I've got two gigs in Banbury and Oxford, and the gig in Banbury is a 5 o'clock start. Don't ask me where any of these places are. I have not done proper research, but I'm very, very busy, and next week I'm as busy. So basically, if you're in any one of those places, type my name into the net and the town, you'll find it. I'm not your mother. But if you do fancy coming down, do. I'm staying over at all of them except Sunday. So I'll be staying over in Plymouth, so it might be up for fun and games afterwards. I think I'll be staying over in Bradford on Avon, but it's not a big place, so I might end up in Bristol. I have been invited down to Bristol. Friday, Saturday, I'll be doing Bristol Jonglers and emceeing, so it'll just be, that'll be madness. And then Sunday, I'm going to feel like absolute shit and go to Banbury and do a gig, and then go to Oxford and do a gig, and then get the train home very quietly. And that's Paul's week.
Sounds good.
That sounds all right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's all right. So I might as well get on with the last one, Tony.
Fair enough.
If you've got nothing else to add.
Not really. Nope.
So, yeah. Right. Nothing I like more than a bit of Japan Files, Tony.
Okay.
And I have been playing a different band every time on Japan Files, but when I've been visiting the site. It's japanfiles.com. It's an absolutely brilliant, really easy to use website that's just got loads and loads of great Japanese music on it. And it's easy to find it as well. It's very, what's the word? User-friendly. It's very user-friendly. And the stuff's pretty cheap as well. So just basically, what I'm saying is check them out. We've played quite a lot of Japanese bands on this show. This was did our deal with Japan Files. This was the first band we played, and I'm playing another track by them. Because I can't remember what the name of the one was we played before. It's called something like Pump Up the Shit or something. But anyway, this is the Outmods, Tony. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheOutmods.
No, MySpace.com/TheOutmods 2006. Mm. And the has got two E's in it. So it's probably be the internet for Tony too. I just did that finger clicking thing that teenagers do. And this is the very, very brilliant Punk A Go Go.
Hey Punk, go go go. Hey Punk, go go go. Hey Punk, go go go. Hey Punk.
That's the Outmods, Tony. There will be in our MySpace top friends, as will at least four of the bands we're playing this week. Make sure you check out our MySpace page. Leave us a comment. Have a look at the bands. Check out their links. Go and buy their stuff, etc., etc. What else should people be doing this week, Tony?
Leaving us a podcast alley vote, because it's new month on Sunday. So go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important link. And as always, we're still looking for iTunes reviews. There's one new US iTunes review at the moment. So if we get a few more in, then I can read out a bunch of them. So if you are on US iTunes, do review us. Search Punky.
Or most reviews.
Or click on the link on punkyradio.com for iTunes.
Click on my link.
Click on my link and give us a review. Wow.
Yeah. And please do. We haven't had a lot of features this week, but if you've got a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, poetry corner, I'll read out your poem. Same thing goes to Comedy Suburbs. If you've got a joke, type your email, Comedy Suburbs. Also, make sure you enter the Bleach Boys competition. It's this brilliant new Bleach Boys CD and quite a bit of other stuff as well, so it's well worth it. Email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Bleach Boys competition. With your answer to the following poser, what is new singer? Say every tone. This week, I find you, I'm in Plymouth on Wednesday, Bristol Friday and Saturday, Banbury and Oxford on Sunday for the West Country. What are you doing, Tone?
I might be going.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, that's the planning I've done so far for my life this week. It's a heavy working week for me, I'm afraid.
Next week, let's get things properly and let's do a bit about Hussy Skunk and Wicked Radio. Thank you to all of you listeners out there who are listening on there. And Second Life, let's run through Second Life again. Let's get on with those dirty sex weirdos.
Yeah. Has anybody been to
my dirty sex weirdos? Thank you very much to TNS. That's Not Skanking Records for helping us out this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.
Bunch of cunts, yeah.
They'll be dancing in the streets of Total Network Solutions tonight.